Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good afternoon, Jonathan Sinclair in for Eric Hellman. One more day. This is the big interview, and I have a beautiful lady sitting right in front of me. Her name is Stacey Holland. Stacey, welcome to Kelman on Cliff Central.
Thank you for having me. Am I the big interview? You, oh my gosh, I feel so honored.
I know, right? No, you, of course, you are the big interview. Now, I'm sure a lot of people would recognize your face because even me, you know, I recognize this face. I've seen this face, this smile, but just tell us a bit more about exactly where we recognize you from.
Well, a few years ago, I used to host the breakfast show on ETB called Sunrise. I think that's where most people recognize me from. Unless you love sport, I did, present for Supersport as well, the Ram Slam Cricket Challenge and Blitz Live and things like that. So, I come from a corporate background and I just popped my head into the TV space every once in a while and then left and then came back again and left.
Make it sound so easy.
Look, it's an awesome hobby to have. I've always been of the belief, Michael Mulder is one of my mentors and he's always told me that this industry's all about passion. So you've got to do it because it's a hobby, not because it pays the bill. So
Michael Mulder, of course, the guy from Top Billing.
Yes.
And he's from Doctor.
Yes.
What was that show called?
Hello Doctor.
Hello Doctor.
Yes, I actually presented on that as well.
My goodness. You see, this is why we recognize your face. No, but this is fantastic. So, all right. So that's how you got into the TV world. You say you came from a corporate background, but let's go way back to the beginning. I know from your bio that you were born in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And, did you grow up there?
No. Well, I moved to South Africa when I was about 5 years old. Okay. So I grew up there and a little bit of Swaziland. I went to school in Johannesburg and Belgium as well. So a very nomadic lifestyle. My dad is South African, my mom's Zimbabwean.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I think I'm torn between the two countries. There are times where I feel Zimbabwean and there are times where I feel South African.
Okay, well, that's exciting. No, it's good to have these options open. We've just got a message in from one of your fans. It says, Stace, we missed seeing you on Supersport Park.
Oh.
What happened? What happened between you and the Titans?
The Titans? Like, what's the drama there?
Is there a background story we need to know about?
No, I think I just had a really good relationship with a lot of the Titans players and management, and I did a lot of, you know, I presented their end of year awards.
Okay.
Their photographer and I were really good friends, and the series, the Ram Slam Cricket Challenge that I presented, they had a particularly tough series because they had the weather playing against them all the time. So, you know, they weren't sitting at the top of the log as the defending champions, but it wasn't because of their own fault. It was because Mother Nature was wreaking havoc. So I think maybe I had a soft spot for them.
I see. Okay, alrighty. It must be very difficult as a sports lover to also report on the sports and remain unbiased.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because you're so passionate about sports.
That's the most difficult thing. Yeah. I think it's the most difficult thing for anyone in broadcast journalism because you have your own opinions. And you hear because you want to share those opinions as well. So, you know, sometimes I don't think it's the right thing to remain completely unbiased. I think you've got to give airtime or give the views of everybody as much as you can. But I think what makes you unique as a broadcaster is to add your little spin on things,
of course,
you know? So, initially I did find it difficult, but I think you develop your own habits and your own way of doing things as you do it, you know?
All right. So who gave you your knowledge of sport and your passion for sport? Who was that influencer in your life?
I'd say my dad. You know, when I speak about the nomadic lifestyle, the truth is when we came to South Africa, my parents had to find jobs and find work here, and they couldn't come and pick me up after school like all the other kids. So I had to find sports to keep me busy, or drama and, you know, extramural activities. And I just had a natural affinity for sports. I think it was the influence of my dad. You know, he was a sprinter and he played football. My mom played hockey as well. So it was athletics and netball and swimming and karate and whatever would keep me busy. And I just excelled at it. And I loved it so much. And so when I came from, I was at Investec Private Bank and I went for an audition at what was then the E! News channel. They were looking for sports anchors. It wasn't that I had a journalism background. It was because I was so passionate about it, you know. I wouldn't say I'm a fanatic. I think I love all the dynamics in sports, including the business side of sports, including, you know, what it takes for a sportsman to get to the top level. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, all of those different interests in the sporting world sort of made me what I was as a sport anchor.
Okay, cool. Now let's, while we're on the topic of studies, you graduated with BCom honors in strategic management from UJ.
Yeah.
All right. And then you also did a bit of journalism and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't study journalism. So my journalism background is just literally from being literally thrown
experience.
Into the deep end. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was because I loved sport so much. I actually studied human movement studies with commerce subjects, business subjects, because I thought, well, it would be good. I interned with the United Cricket Board. CSA was then United Cricket Board, and I interned with a lot of sports agents, and all of them seemed to have this business and law background. So I thought that if I was going to go into sport, it would be good to have those commerce or commercial mm-hmm. subjects. And I thought I was going to be a physiotherapist or a biokineticist. And when I did the internships with various physios and bios, I knew it wasn't for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then I was confused as to what I wanted to do, and I ended up doing my honors in strategic management, again pursuing the business route, and hence that's how I ended up in Investec Private Bank mm-hmm. and being in the corporate world. But, you know, that passion and that love for sport brought me all the way back, you know.
Okay. So currently, what is your project that you're working on? What is your thing now?
Yeah, I wish there was one thing.
Okay. Okay. Make life a lot simpler.
It would make life so much easier. But I would say my main focus right now is my new health show on the home channel. It's called Real Health.
Okay.
And that's DSTV 176. The reason why I'm so passionate about it is because I actually get to share my own holistic health journey. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was on Sunrise, I did a weight loss transformation. It took me a year. I lost over 13 kgs and around 10% body fat. Thank
huge.
You.
That
yeah.
Huge.
And, I started sharing that journey with people, and then I got dubbed as this celebrity fitness enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And again, their passion for sport, their passion for the human physique and stuff came to the fore. And I started educating people on my personal journey, mm-hmm. you know, not really falling back on my degree as an expert, but just being real. You know, I was getting up at 3 a.m. by 12 midday. It felt like midnight to me, but I'd have to find the time to exercise, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was sharing that journey with people, and I suppose, In the process, I figured out other health issues, other physical, you know, problems that I had, for example, like injuries, knee injuries and things like that. So Real Health on the home channel is finally my chance to actually share that journey. And it's only about health and it's only about wellness with an audience. And I bring in experts and guests into the show
awesome.
As well.
So it's,
yeah.
It's a talk show
it's
vibe.
It's a chat show. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's on the home channel.
Yes.
And when does it air?
Friday nights at 6:30 is our main airing time. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of repeats throughout the week. The main repeats that I know people will be able to catch would be Saturday mornings at 10:30 mm-hmm. and then Sunday mornings at 7:30.
Awesome. You know, I actually really enjoy watching health shows.
You
and
do.
That vibe. But also sometimes I find it's best not, you don't always want to hear a doctor talking to you about health.
Yes.
You want to hear a real person who goes through real things, and they themselves don't have to know everything and they find it out along with you. I really love that kind of a show.
I suppose that's why I got chosen as the host, I must say, because they were looking for a doctor or a homeopath. It's a natural, holistic show. So we talk about ailments from a natural perspective. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's because everyone can relate to my story, you know, that I'm not a doctor, you know, and we are chatting to doctors. We are chatting to homeopaths and naturopaths, and we get the odd person that can share their journey. But you're right. It's all about that. It's what resonates with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now this is obviously the first season. Hey?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's obviously an exciting time, a very scary time.
Very scary time.
No, but you know, I'm sure it's going to do so great. I haven't checked it out, but I really would love to check it
out.
I'd
love your feedback. Yeah. No. And anyone out there that has watched it, I'd love your feedback. Look, it is aimed at an older demographic, woman particularly, because that's our first season. And those are just easier subjects to get into. But it will evolve from here, and there are other projects in the pipeline that will be more fitness, focus and fitness specific. So I'll keep you posted on that.
I wish you the best of luck with all of that. Just on a more personal note, how do you manage your social life with all that you've got going on in your professional life? How have you found people react to your quote-unquote fame?
Yeah.
You know, how do you balance the two?
I don't think I'm famous. I think when you hit like a million people following you on Instagram.
Then you can talk.
Then,
okay, okay.
Personally, I don't know if it's that corporate background that has always kept me grounded. Mm-hmm. I love this industry because I get to communicate with people. So yeah, the fame and stuff and people recognizing you. I think when I was on Sunrise, people recognized me a lot
more.
When I was on Supersport. But yeah, that's never really gotten to me per se. I love to interact with those people. When they come to me and say, oh, I loved watching you on the show, or I really enjoyed that interview that you did. It's like, cool. Okay, so tell me what you liked about it, because I want to bring that back into what I'm doing. So I don't know. Maybe it's just never gotten to me, you know. Maybe it will one day, but I don't think so. I think it's because I genuinely just enjoy what I'm doing. The social life thing, yeah, it's hard to balance sometimes because you've got friends, you've got family that you want to spend time with. Mm-hmm. Your social currency increases when you go to events and you attend different functions. But sometimes you can't do everything, you know, and you've got to remember mm-hmm. what's important and the people that anchor you. And mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, this can fade away, you know,
yeah.
and especially as a woman, you know, the older guys get the more credibility they add to their careers in the broadcast space. With women, it's not exactly the same, which I'm okay with. And that's why it's important to evolve and to do shows like Real Health, even though I'm a lot younger, you know, it's just playing in different spaces. So I think when you have perspective and you have a goal of what you want to achieve in your career, then it helps you make the right decisions as you go along.
Mm-hmm. No, it's something I never really thought about, that especially with regards to news and reporting, I would
yeah.
imagine that the older a guy gets, people look at him more seriously, but the older a woman gets, possibly she's not as beautiful as she used to be.
Yes.
People don't take her.
She's passed herself by date.
I suppose as a male, it never really registered to me, but
yeah.
that's a very good point. And yeah. I think that's something that we do need to change
yeah.
and to focus on.
I mean, look at Christiane Amanpour. I love watching mm-hmm. her, but I mean, rumor has it that, you know, she's on her way out.
On the chopping block.
You know, but you look locally at someone like Jeremy Maggs, and for me, Jeremy can stay on air for as long as he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets better and better, you know, as the years go by. It's something that we have probably, it's a societal problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way we view men and women still. It's something that you can choose to fight. It's something that you can choose to embrace and fight it in a different way. Personally, I think that's better. It's no use to, you know, scream and shout and say it's unfair. I think it's better to rather find other ways to gracefully age in this industry
mm-hmm.
and maybe, you know, change people's perceptions. Look at J-Lo. She's 46 and she looks freaking amazing.
I was watching her on a show. I don't know what it was yesterday. It's like this big drama she's acting in now. My
yeah.
mom was watching it. I was watching it out the corner of my eye. But that woman is really beautiful.
Isn't it? I mean, look, you know, some people say, yeah, with the help of a scalpel here and there. So what? She has the money to do
yeah.
it. But at the end of the day, I think it's a joie de vivre. She's got this energy and enthusiasm, and I think she's made the right
decision. It comes
from
within inside of her.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's when you stay true to yourself. It's hard to be authentic in this industry because people are always telling you what you should do. And sometimes you see that you should do certain things because it will bolster, you know, your profile and your brand.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't feel right, then, you know, I suppose you have to make the tough decision of not doing it. That for me has allowed me to have longevity in the industry, you know.
Stacey, have you ever found that as a woman on TV, have you ever had pressure from execs to look a certain way? Maybe your hair is not the way we like it, or focus groups say this and we want you to lose this many kilograms. Has that ever been experienced by you?
Definitely. I mean, you can see I've got curly hair. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
read news with this curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
I can say it now because I don't work
yeah.
for that broadcaster.
So they actually made you straighten your hair?
Yeah, because it looked more professional on air. I mean, I would watch CNN and I would watch Sky, and their wardrobe was a lot more contemporary and progressive and almost trendy. I think we do still have a little bit of a conservative approach here, but we're trying to please people that speak 11 official languages,
yeah.
you know, which I understand. I thought it was unfair at times, but at the end of the day, you know, it's your employer and you try to make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think sport broadcasting is very tough on a woman that is, I don't know, maybe feminine is the wrong word, but someone that enjoys looking beautiful
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, just being one of the boys
yeah.
and being a tomboy,
yeah.
you know, because
people don't take you seriously.
They
you
don't
know?
Take you seriously. Comments get, you know, thrown at you.
Mm.
You can make the same mistake that a male counterpart would make, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that chick doesn't know what she's talking
yeah.
about. She doesn't know anything about sport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough. You've got to have thick skin. And again, you've got to choose, well, do I stay with it or do I leave or, you know, what do I do? For me, I decided that as a broadcaster, I want to look good on air. So I just, you know, stuck with it at the end of the day.
You know, I would imagine, especially like when you were on Sunrise on E, looking good at that time of the morning must be so difficult, and being bubbly and perky, and you might be having the crappiest day of your life, but your job entails you to make other people feel good and to make other people feel like everything is okay when it's not.
That's the job of a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you really are passionate about it, your brain switches over mm-hmm. into another mode. Mm-hmm. You know that you're communicating with people. You know that every moment of every time that you're speaking to them, you could inspire them, you could inform them, you could educate them, you could make them think differently about things, you know. So yeah, it comes with the territory. With Sunrise, it was tough because I literally lost weight in front of people. Some people didn't like it. They were like, no, we like you the way you are. You know, other people were like, are you unhappy with yourself? So it's a very personal experience to, you know, go through in front of people.
It's you judged if you don't lose weight. And then when you do lose weight, no, we preferred you the old way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the classic Oprah. Who prefers fat Oprah and who prefers thin Oprah?
Yeah.
And personally, I prefer fat Oprah. I'm not gonna...
You know, the funny thing is that the more weight I lost, the more confident I felt, the more risks I took with my wardrobe in terms of what I look like on air, that starts to affect your credibility as well. Mm. Because it's like, oh, you're too sexy to actually have an interview with a minister. You know what I mean? Or, you know, she's too beautiful. She obviously doesn't know what she's talking about.
You're too beautiful to be clever or to have a valid point.
Exactly. It's like the bigger you got, oh, now you must be more intelligent. You know, these are ridiculous stigmas and notions that we hold about people, you know. So,
but, you know, you have such a great energy about you, and you're not all of these things that women still have to face and still have to overcome. You're not bitter about it. You're willing to accept the challenge and, okay, you want me to straighten my hair? You know what? I'm going to straighten my hair.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get this job done.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, you know, moping about it, which I think is refreshing.
I think that's, you know, I have to thank my parents for that. Many people would think that I went to 5 primary schools. I moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. What it taught me was to adapt to change. You know, you've got to just get with the program. You might not be a very long. You might be a long. You don't know. So why make a fuss over things? You know, it's not that I don't fight. It's not that I don't stand up for what I think is wrong. But I think there's a way to do it and still enjoy it. And
you've got to pick your battles wisely.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Stacey, this has been such a great interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you
were really
you for
a burst
me.
Of refreshing energy. Just before we let you go, it's on the home channel.
Yes, the home channel, Friday, DSTV 176, Friday evenings at 6:30.
With repeat Saturday morning.
Saturday mornings at 10:30 and Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m.
Okay, and then I'm just looking at your Twitter handle here. It's at Stace Holland.
Yes, I dropped the Y in all my social media handles. So it's Stace Holland on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and then I'm on Snapchat, but it's Stace A. Holland for my second name.
Stace Holland. Yeah, you see, when these new platforms come out, you got to get that handle quickly.
You got to go quickly, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can sell them off. Like, imagine I had gotten Cliff Central many years ago. Now I would have charged them for it. All right, Stacey, you know, it's been so great having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to everyone for tuning in as well.
Yeah. I just wish you all the luck with your new show.
Thank you. Cool. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.